Thanks for tuning in. I'm here with National Scout Matt Malaspina. And Matt, a short off season for you guys this year, planning a Super Bowl 37. But you and your staff were right back at work. I mean, talk to me about what that was like, just coming back from New Orleans and really getting right back to the grindstone.
Well, you know, it was disappointing that the outcome, obviously, what we were hoping for. But at the same time, too, we're excited because all the work we did this year. And, you know, we left New Orleans. Some guys left Monday, some left Tuesday. Headed back to, you know, Santa Clara and got started on, you know, getting the board for this year's guys and trying to get them lined up, you know, the way we feel they fit for our team.
Yeah, and where are you guys in that process? I know there's still some work to do here with the combine, and you guys will go back and have some more pre-draft meetings. But how far set is the boards? Fans always want to know, percentage-wise, where you guys are at with figuring everything out.
Well, I mean, it's kind of a fluid process, but what you try to do is line them up the way you see, the way you perceive them for your team based on film study, all-star games, bowl games, et cetera. So some of it is really firm, but it's a process until the draft. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this is another piece of the puzzle, and then there's their workouts in the spring. You know, you may bring in some guys to interview them at our place. So we feel pretty good about where it is, but there's still some moving parts that will firm up over the course of the next 2 months.
Yeah, and we're here in the interview room here at the Combine. How important is this piece of the puzzle, too, and just getting to know the guys, see what they're like, seeing what's important to them and how they might project in the NFL?
Well, it's important, you know, in just getting to feel for their body language. A lot of times this is our first exposure to them, not as athletes, but as people, mm-hmm. because you don't get a lot of chances in the fall and through some of the all-star games to sit down and really talk with them. So this is a good part, you know, for us to get a feel for the kid, talk about his family, experiences in their life, things that you may not have known. So it's really good exposure for them. It's good for us. It's a good tool.
And you and your scouting staff, and I know, you know, fans may not know how much work actually goes into this. I mean, immediately after the draft, I mean, not too long after that, you guys will start working on 2014. Talk about how big of a role the area scouts play, Joel Patton, Trent Baalke. You guys are doing work 365 really on this thing.
Yeah, you know, when I started, I was a National Football Scouting who runs the Combine, and they've already been doing last year's stuff kind of as an advance. Mm-hmm. And, you know, after the draft, we'll meet down in Marco Island, and we'll go over next year's guys, kind of put together a rough roadmap of, you know, who we're going to be looking at, and then start the whole process all over from, you know, there's always going to be guys at big schools, you know that, but you're trying to identify some of the mid-range and smaller schools and how you have them rated as far as, you know, what the information you have available now based on their production and height, weight, speed, and that sort of thing, so you can start to put together pieces so you can set your schedule for the following year. So it's a fun, though. I mean, it really is kind of cool to be at the grassroots part and to try to, you know, put it all together with the end of April being the finish line.
Yeah, and Trent always says you do all that work, right, so you don't have to deviate from your board. You've already done your homework. He says if you haven't done your homework beforehand, you're not prepared, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's just like being in school. When you put in the work and study for the test, when the test comes, you know, you feel good about it and you're prepared and you make the best choices based on all the information that you've collected over the course of the last year, sometimes 2 years on guys or more, mm-hmm. you know, just from being exposed to players. You see guys that are playmakers, freshman, sophomore, junior, you know, and you're constantly in those places. So you get good exposure and you get a good feel for them. But it's always a good feeling when you pull a name off the board and you really know the kid. Mm-hmm. You know, the talent, obviously, that's extremely important. But it's really good feeling when the whole body of work comes together and you know, you feel confident about it.
And how do you guys feel about this year's draft in particular? It seems like a pretty deep draft as you know, we've started to get to meet some of the guys and whatnot this week at the media interviews. But there is some talent out there in rounds 1 through 7, right?
No question. It's really deep, and it's exciting because, you know, you've seen over the history of the league, it's not always just the first round players that are the great players. I mean, it's throughout the draft, and that's part of the process of preparing and seeing what guys are going to develop, you know, year one and then two and three, and that's kind of the exciting part of it, is trying to predict it, but at the same time too, base it on their historical performance. You know, if guys, you know, we call it, is the arrow up, or, you know, that sort of thing. So it's, I mean, it's great to have a deep draft, but a lot of these guys, just because they're not drafted early, doesn't mean they're not going to be big playmakers in our league.
And you guys have found some of those guys later on. Ricky Jean-Francois comes to mind, and also Bruce Miller.
Yeah.
I mean, a guy that played defensive end in college. He's a guy that you scouted. What did you see out of Bruce? Because I've always wanted to ask you that. What made you say, this guy can play fullback and do it at a pretty high level?
Well, Bruce played defensive end, and I went and saw him play South Dakota, because I don't live too far from there. It just so happened it worked out. And he's jumping up and down and running around and full of energy. And, you know, I know a lot of people there over the years. I went to school there. And I just, every time I saw him, I saw a guy that was intense, dialed in, tough, committed. You know, all the things you look for guys that we want on our team. And then at the pro day, you know, he came here and worked out as a linebacker. Mm-hmm. And then at the pro day, you know, we had him work out as a fullback, and he caught the ball natural and just did everything. And that was, it's really no secret to it. It just, sometimes you take chances on guys, but he's wired right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's the same guy now he was. He's a passionate player. He's a tough guy. He's got athletic ability. I mean, he's got all the things you want. It just, it worked out. And our coaches did a phenomenal job with him. You know, he had never played the position, so it really worked out.
Has it almost surprised you how well he's made that transition, though? I mean, because he's now, you know, getting some Pro Bowl consideration and all that, too.
Well, I'm not surprised. I'm happy for him. And, you know, once again, it's a credit to our coaches because it's in him. It's always been in him to be successful. You know, whatever position Bruce played, I would never say that he would have not been successful at it. But he's a dynamic guy, and you know, hopefully he plays here for a really long time.
And I also want to ask you about the 2011 draft, because it's very rare that you can just hit home runs like you guys did as a staff, and Alden and Colin Kaepernick. How have those guys really come along, and Does it maybe surprise you, or did you know that Alden, what made you think that those guys really had what it takes to be, you know, Pro Bowl and you know, possibly future stars in this league?
Yeah, well, you know, once again, it comes back to the wiring of the player, you know, their inner fortitude. And obviously they're both extremely talented athletically, and they were very productive in college. But the person, you know, what drives them? And I'm not surprised in the least bit that both of them are having the level of success they are. I'm really happy for both of those guys.
Yeah, Kaepernick, 10th start being in a Super Bowl. Yeah. I mean, how much really do you feel kind of still lies ahead for a guy like Cap?
Oh, I mean, it's limitless. I mean, you saw what he did at the end run there, and how impressive it was, and, you know, how committed he is now. What he's already started his off-season training, and he's really dialed in. I can't wait to see, because of just what is in him and in he's capable of in his body. I mean, watching him throw the ball and run, the sky's the limit.
Yeah, I want to ask you about the 2012 class too. Trent Baalke talked a little bit about it when he talked to the media. AJ Jenkins didn't see much time on the field. LaMichael James saw his role kind of expand as the year went on. Trent mentioned that maybe a lot wasn't expected of those guys to come in and be immediately be contributors, especially with the depth at their positions. But what do you guys expect from those guys? And you're pretty confident that those guys can make the next steps in year two, three, four?
Yeah, I mean, expectations are high for all the players. Mm-hmm. I mean, from first round to free agents, there's competitive pressure on our team in a good way, which is what you want. And that's what causes them to perform. I think those guys have come along well. And, you know, this offseason, like Trent had talked about, is huge for their future development. But These are guys that are wired right. They love football, and they want to, you know, they want to get on the field. So I have high expectations, but theirs are higher. I mean, these guys, like I keep saying, they're wired right.
Matt, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me, and best of luck come the end of April.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it.